Okay, everybody come join me. I had the privilege of taking, there were 18 of us that went to Follow this year. They divided Follow into three different groups. So you had the teenagers that would normally go, then you had a new slate of people they called young adults, and then you had the sponsors. So we took eight teenagers, three young adults, and seven sponsors to Follow this year, which was amazing because the 4 years ago when we went, I think there was only 10 of us that went. So we almost doubled who we took this year. So I really thank you guys for helping us being able to do that. And I asked a few of them to speak. Not everybody up here was told to speak. Some people are shaking their heads at me telling me no, they don't want to speak. But I did ask a few of them to give you the testimonies for Follow.
So Follow was like really fun. I remember on the way to Follow, me and my mom were talking. And like, of course, it's the thing of what do you want to be when you grow up, that kind of. And we were talking about it. And at the end of the conversation, my mom looked at me and said, do whatever God wants you to do. And like the second to last night, I think, a lady came up and spoke about that exact same thing. And that night, me and then my little brother, we both decided that we were going to, we were called to, I was called to be in the marketplace to teach. I feel like that's what God's wanting me to do. I want to teach. And Michael was called to be a pastor. So we were just, that was cool.
Okay, well, this is really scary because I have insane, like, fear, and all your guys' faces are terrifying me right now. But I think what stuck out to me the most is there was a speaker, his name was Davey. He talked a lot about tragedy and how God helped him through that. And for a long time through my life, I used to not doubt God, but I questioned him a lot because I was put through some hard stuff, like not all of you know, obviously, because, well, but I was put through some pretty tough stuff growing up, and he kind of just showed me that God knew that it was going to happen. He's helped me through the whole thing, like, and all my questions kind of, like, went away through the weekend. Like, it showed me that it was fine. Like, I don't know how to put it, but like, Davey really stuck out to me because he had some pretty bad hardships and just showed me that it was okay and life is going to be okay, and God was there with me through everything, so.
I know what she was saying about Davey. It was very inspiring to listen to him talk about how he could overcome a tragedy by trusting in God.
She said if she spoke, I had to speak. I thought it was really cool to see the teens grow over the weekend. When we first got there that very first night, none of them wanted to go down front and worship down front. They just kind of sat in their seats. And by the end of the weekend, before the music would even start, they were all running to the front to be able to get the very front row with the worship leaders and the DJ. And I don't know, just watching them grow over the weekend was awesome.
Yeah, it's usually I see these kids Wednesday nights, and that's, you're fine. You know, and that's an hour and a half of kids that I don't normally hang out with, and sometimes it's a good day, sometimes it's not. But for some reason, going on these kind of functions with these kids, and there are several of them that Patrick brings with him Wednesday night that live in Bluffton, and so they don't attend the church regularly. But to see these kids in that environment, and they're good kids. We have good kids. I mean, you know, we just do. I don't always say that, but we do. But just to see them away from home, you know, away from their structure, away from, and they're good kids. And it just brings me calm and peace that, you know, they're our future, and it might be okay. But those kind of things, to get away and to show them, you know, what it's like to be immersed with 4,000 youth who love Jesus like you do, to sing and pray and hear stories, and for them to be responsible to go to sessions and listen. And you know, we never have to bail anybody out of jail or anything, so that's always a good thing. But it really fills my heart, and that's why I like to go, although it's getting kind of hard. I'm getting old. But I want to thank each and every one of you that come on Soup and Sandwich Sundays, that donate, that do any extra contributions, because it's that kind of stuff that allows for us to take the youth that want to go on these things and that can change their life. And I think a lot of them, as in Matthew and Michael noted, you know, God speaks to you many different ways and at many different times, and you know, it's just a blessing for me to be able to witness that every year or however often we go to these functions. So thank you for that.
Yeah, so as everybody's kind of said, it was a great weekend. I mean, it's just astounding to see the amount of people, even just kids, young generation, that is coming to Christ and just worshiping all together. It's something that, you know, can't be described with words. It has to be witnessed yourself. And by the pictures, you couldn't really see everybody that was there, because we kind of usually sat about forward of the middle or up front, but behind us there was just numerous amount of people all praising God, and it was amazing. And then you also saw pictures of some games. We had an iZone that we went to usually after the sessions or during free time. And I believe it was last night, Patrick got into this game of basketball. And the kids on his team were a lot better than I think we were anticipating. And the rule of the game was, if your team won, you got to go to the next game and the next game. And so Patrick got wrapped in this five-game streak of basketball. And he was doing pretty good. He's keeping up. And then about the last game, he looked like he was about ready to take a long nap. And mentally, I'm thinking, okay, where's the closest AED? Where am I going to? Where's the nearest medical facility? I'm going to have some help here. But he managed to pull through without hurting himself, which was pretty amazing. So I guess thank God for that.
So growing up, I had the opportunity to go to these types of conferences since 1980s. I had gone, took a break as I met my husband, had kids, and that kind of stuff, and was able to go 4 years ago. And this time I, you know, really thought, you know, should I go? I'm getting kind of old for this. And I am just so glad I went. I'm so thankful that I had that opportunity in my life to go to district camps, to youth conferences, and that was a big way of how God shaped my spiritual walk and kept me in Him. And I'm so thankful that my children have this opportunity to be part of a youth group. I'm still very close to much of my youth group, and I'm glad that my kids have that. And I thank you guys for supporting the kids in the church and the teens in the church, and just being there for them. It's so important. You really are changing lives. And a big thing that I heard while I was there was full circle. A couple of different of the speakers had been there as teens, had been called to the pastorate while they were at one of the youth conferences previously. And it really struck me, they keep talking about Davey. The first youth group that I worked with as a sponsor, I was in college and was really struggling, being away from home, didn't really want to go to church on Sunday mornings, and talked to Dave Dyer, who was in charge of, you know, being kind of like a college campus, you know, college pastor kind of thing. And he's like, well, I'm not going to send you anywhere else. I'm going to have you go to my youth pastor at Lakeview, where I go. And I started working with the youth. And Davey Blackburn was just a little guy then. And so for me to see him, his dad was the youth pastor that I first worked with. And so for me to see him, I knew his testimony, but for to hear him speak, how God redeemed his life and gave him purpose through the pain that he had suffered in his life, and how God had just worked it, you know, the whole story of full circle really hit me pretty hard at that kind of thing. Another big theme was your story, and that everyone is called. And so one thing I want each of you to get out of this is just to stop and think, no, I didn't go to follow, but stop and think about, you know, what is it you do on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week basis? Many of you are involved in the kids club, help out in other ways, and are very active. And God has called you to take part, and God has called you. And I realized as I was there that I was not too old for this kind of thing, that I still needed that enrichment, that nourishment. And so take time to, if you have any ability, you know, just allow yourself to be fed into, because we all need that spiritual renewal. We get a lot each Sunday. We are plugged in, but sometimes we just need to dig deeper and need a little bit more, and our spirits sometimes need more. And I'm just so thankful I had the opportunity to go.
Again, thank you all for allowing us to go. As we said earlier, there were over 4,500 youth sponsors, young adults, helpers in this arena area. Every five sessions, there were 4,500 of them there. The last call, they asked, they gave out three calls. One for if you felt you were called into missions, one if you were felt in a call into ministry, and the third one if you were felt a call into a marketplace. Marketplace means that God has called you to a job. So are you called to be a teacher? Are you called to be in the factory? Are you called? Wherever you're at, you are called to be there because God put you there. There were 450-something people called during that time. So 10% of the people attending were called at Follow. And I can't wait to see the fruits that are going to bear from that calling. So thank you again for allowing us to go.